It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 750. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Don't forget to use the promo code Mike Tech Show for your free 15-day trial. And you can also go directly to Instant House Call by going to instanthousecall.com. The show's also brought to you by Magnusbox. They are your secure one-stop shop for online backups across all platforms: Windows, Windows Server, Mac, Linux. My iMac backs up every night beautifully, beautifully. Easy to set up. And it's for partners only. It's for you to resell. This is your solution for your clients. It's easy to implement, to set up, to install, and to monitor. It's everything you want. And they now have in production, it's been released and working, bare metal recovery. That means you can have a full image. Your system's destroyed. Go buy a totally different computer and you can restore that image. That's what you need in a backup solution. If you mention the Mike Tech Show, your platform fee for the first 3 months will be half price. Go to magnusbox.com, check out your demo, and you will be signing up. I want to begin today's show with an update on my broken shoulder and what's been happening. And then I got a great show lined up where I have lots of emails, and those emails are going to lead to not only great utilities and tips, but also some great questions that's going to be the content for the show on how to get retainer clients and more business clients. And we're going to, especially now during this COVID crisis, what can you do? And I have some suggestions. So some great questions. So let's start. For everybody who knows or don't know, when I was in Florida, I fell in the middle of the night and broke and dislocated my left shoulder. It was incredible pain. And went to the ER. They had to put me under and they had to re-put the shoulder back in the socket. Then there's a broken bone. But why is it so constant pain? Seen an orthopedic surgeon on Thursday, which is why there was no show Thursday night. I'm going to explain that. They prescribed an MRI, which they were able to do right away. I don't have the results for the MRI, but he suspects that I might have a torn rotator cuff, and that's what's causing the pain. And even though the broken bone could be healing, it's not. I don't have movement of the shoulder. Now, I can move from the elbow, which is nice. I'm in a sling and, at least for another week. And we just got to find out if there's going to be rotator cuff, then that means there's going to be surgery. That means 6 weeks of recovery after the surgery. So I'm just hoping for the best. But because of the opioid crisis, they don't prescribe anything decent for the pain. So just bear with me as I struggle through trying to schedule doing shows and I work through the pain, but it has set me back on my business. Now, my son can do a lot, but there are some things he can't do that it falls upon me that I got to do like tonight and tomorrow. I got a lot of work to catch up on for clients that I've been delaying because the pain's been so great, I haven't been able to sit at a computer or concentrate. So why there was no show Thursday night, I was really planning on doing one, but the MRI in the afternoon, they put my arm in a position that was, it was, we almost had to cancel the MRI. It was so painful. And I had to suck it up because the arm could not be moved for over a half hour during, while they're taking, you know, the imaging for the MRI. You're not allowed to move it. And they put it in such a terrible position that I had to keep it there. It was beyond pain. So Thursday night, I was a complete mess, still recovering from the pain. So it was just impossible. There was just no way to do a show. So then I was like, all right, can I do one Saturday? Will I be any better Saturday? Well, I'm a lot better than Thursday night. So, but still plugging through the pain. Anyway, I just wanted to update you, and I'm going to, you know, do my best to keep bringing content and to keep, you know, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So for tonight, for today, because it's Saturday afternoon, for today's show, a Windows 10 utility. We got a couple emails on VoIP, data recovery software, getting more retainer contracts. That's the big go-to. That's going to be the last email that I'm going to spend time on. So let's get to all these emails. This is from Jason. Safely remove unwanted Windows 10 bloatware. And he mentions a utility that I mentioned a long, long time ago. In a recent podcast, you put out a call for good applications to remove Windows 10 bloatware. I have had a lot of success with the free program O&O App Buster. It's a powerful and simple to use. When setting up Windows 10, Microsoft not only installs the operating system alone, but also a whole range of additional apps, some useful, some less so. O&O App Buster allows you to remove the unwanted apps easily and quickly. Or if you accidentally uninstalled one of those apps, you can also retrieve them with just one click. Over a clear and concise interface, O&O App Buster shows you which of these Microsoft-supplied apps with Windows 10 are installed on your computer and which you can install or request. Even hidden apps are displayed here. Thanks, Jason. Jason, great, great tip. And I've used this and haven't mentioned it in a long time, so I'm really glad that you brought this back to our attention, and I'm putting that link in the chat, and that'll be the link, the first link in the show notes for today's show. Thank you. The next two emails are about VoIP. This is from Andy. Don't give up on VoIP. SIP ALG is the biggest problem and is easy to solve when you tackle it first. Some ISPs disable it from the central office, but most don't. Yes, like Verizon does not. You could put the ISP router in bridge mode and use yours to control SIP ALG broadband management and quality of service. That is awesome. And that's Andy. Thank you so much. That is correct. Now, this is a problem for Dexter. I need some recommendations. And I'm going to tell you what I quickly emailed Dexter back. Got an untangled box servicing just a VoIP network for a phone vendor. Phone calls are breaking up and choppy. I have rules set up for bypasses of IPs and ports phone vendor told us to do. Got any configuration ideas? Now, he goes on with his setup, and I'm going to continue in a second. The first thing I suggested, and especially if it involves Untangle, call their tech support. They have the most amazing tech support that will work with you until the problem is solved. They are great. I have had to call them like 3 or 4 times over the past couple of years, and they have been phenomenal, and they'll follow up with you. Anyway, Untangle tech support is excellent. He's replaced the cable modem 2 times. He's tested from a phone network behind the router and off the back of the router. The results are the same, less than perfect. There is another person in the building with Spectrum cable having no problems. Perfect test results. I think it's the ISP. How do I help the phone vendor solve this? And what I think, the first thing I would do is take Untangle out of the mix. Just put a generic router, something very different, or take it out of bridge mode and let's see what's happening. So we know to isolate, is it the Untangle box causing the choppiness? So first start eliminating things. How's the switch that everybody's connected to? Is it PoE? Do you have, make it simple. Plug a phone in, like you said, to the back of the router. And I think you've said that. And if that's still having a problem, then it's got to be the ISP. And we got to look for what's wrong and have them come out and do more detailed testing. Dexter, keep me posted. Not sure if an Untangle rule's going to fix this or not. It doesn't sound like it will. As I start to think about this. So anybody else has some ideas, let me know and I will pass them on. Next email is from Terry from Arizona, a Dell computer and McAfee. I set up a new Dell laptop for someone. When it booted, it was at a login screen for administrator. When I tried to sign in, it said the account was disabled. Somehow, I got to a sysprep screen. Sysprep did not work. But I was able to reset the laptop. After I logged in, I tried to install Chrome, but Windows was in S mode, so I had to change that. I hate Windows S mode. I wish Microsoft would have never, ever come out with S mode. He continues, my next problem was getting rid of McAfee. I know I could have done a clean install of Windows, but I wanted to see what I could do manually. I used the McAfee removal tool, but that didn't work. McAfee kept trying to install even after I would kill the process and stop the running of it via auto runs. This was like a virus. I had to use safe mode, auto runs Process Explorer, and RegEdit to get rid of it. McAfee is really getting aggressive in its approach. If I ever run into this again, I will just do a clean Windows install. Thanks for the great shows. Terry, don't forget about Revo Uninstaller Portable. I love that for ripping out and getting rid of sometimes the most annoying software that does not want to leave quietly. Try Revo. That would have been worth just trying because it may get rid of it all. So that's my go-to removal program, and I'll have a link to that. All right, quick question. This is from Terrell. Hey, Mike, what software do you recommend for data recovery? I recommend, and this was because of Carrie Holzman years ago recommending Zero Assumption Recovery, known as ZAR. So that will be in the show notes, the link to ZAR. And I like that program. I bought it, and I'll never forget. We did this live on the air of a Tech Vets. A client brought a USB stick that was their life. Everything was on it, and they did not back it up. And it was an 8-gig stick, and I put it in. I used ZAR and I recovered 100%. from an unreadable USB stick. Don't guarantee. I mean, I've used Czar and it not recover things. So it's not a guarantee, but it's the program I use first when I'm trying to recover something. So Terrell, hope that helps. This came in just a few minutes ago before the show. Keenan, so your timely email is why I can address this. My name is Keenan. I come from Republic of Kosovo working as an IT in a medium-sized company. I would like to ask you, what is your opinion on private technical help when staff ask you to help them with their private devices? Should I charge them or what to tell them? Thanks in advance. It depends on what it is and it depends on who it is. Now, I have a policy that I will charge my regular rate to employees and staff, and they know it. And I mean, sometimes I might give them a little break on the amount of hours. Like if I'm redoing someone's system, I'll tell them, look, I'll cap it at 2 hours or, you know, maybe an hour and take care of them. But I charge them. As a matter of fact, I have owners of business where I take care of their parents and their other, I mean, I don't do that for free. You'd go broke. So anybody who asks me, I've been very fortunate that they understand my position and they don't expect it for free. Now, if it's quick advice or something easy or something I could remote in and do, I have a 15-minute rule. If I can solve it in less than 15 minutes, I don't bill. So now, if we start to stack multiple 15s, that's a very different story. And I track it. And then if it adds up, when it gets to an hour, I'll bill. But under 15 minutes, if it's going to be fast, I'm pretty good with that and I'll take care of it. Now, one funny exception. If you happen to be the person that is responsible for cutting checks and my payment, I may take care of you for nothing because I want you on my best side. When they're doing checks, I want mine to go to the top and get mailed out very quickly. And I have that kind of relationship with a big client where the person who does the checks, we never talked about it, but I take care of them. Whenever they have a personal problem, I don't charge them. And they take care of me. They make sure that I get my check the minute I send my invoice. So just a kind of a, that's why I said it depends on who it is sometimes. But I recommend charging. You don't want to get in the habit because it could be abused as word travels. So charge your rate and explain, hey, this is what I do for a living. And I think you're going to be good. So Keenan, thanks for writing me. All right. So now the email that's going to consume the rest of the show, Celestino, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, needs a little help. Hi, Mike. I'm a big fan of what you and Carrie do and how you are helping business technology owners like myself. Thank you. I wanted to pick your brain a little bit. I'm based in California, and I've been in the technology game for 13 years, 7 of them as a business owner. I currently only have 1 contract business account. I was wondering what you would recommend to try and get more. How do I turn break fix into a contracted account with regular maintenance? Any help would be appreciated. Okay, a couple great ideas. 1, I want you to look for B&I chapter in your area that does not have an IT person in it. Go to bni.com, look for the region in your area of California, and look at the professions in the chapters in that area, and then visit one. Do a meeting, because right now, and for at least the near future for going forward, B&I meetings are all done via Zoom. So you don't even have to leave your house and you can make great business contacts. So I'm in a chapter with 35 people. You know how I look at that? That's 34 salesmen that I don't have to pay commission to that are going to get me business referrals. And that's what you need, a business networking group, especially now where it's all via Zoom, because you're not going to meet. There are no business card events or meetings because you can't meet in groups right now during this, you know, COVID crisis. So you got to rethink, what can you do with a camera, with a microphone, and meet with networking and get business? I highly recommend BNI. Now, I was coming up for renewal on October 1st, and I have been BNI over 10 years. It is what has built my business. And with everything happening and with my shoulder injury, and I did not renew, but my son, we leveraged to just take over for me, and we renewed with my son being the member. And so now he's being, trained and initiated. They will mentor you on the whole process of BNI. Yes, it costs money, but that's okay. That's all I spend on marketing. The reason we have to look at different ways of growing our business. Now, you got BNI. There may be others. I happen to like BNI over a lot of the other groups, but take a look. Look for business meetups in your area that are being orchestrated via Zoom. It's another reason for BNI. People bring that to the table at the end of the meeting. Are there any networking events? And there have been several different business networking events separate from BNI that BNI members have mentioned that you will be able to participate via Zoom and be able to make connections. That's what you want. You want the referrals. Second, what can you do from a compliance standpoint? Anybody that is faced with a compliance issue, whether it be HIPAA, PCI, FINRA, any of those compliance, they need regular maintenance. They have to. You have to be monitoring the logs. You have to be monitoring the firewall. You have to be making sure their antivirus is constantly updated and anti-ransomware and is always and running. So you need here's how I describe it. It's quarterly maintenance, and I send an invoice at the beginning of the quarter. So we take a guess at how many hours they're going to need help each month. I have a lot of clients, which is 2 hours a month. So I invoice them for 6 hours at the beginning of the quarter. I then tell them if it's over at the end of the quarter, they'll get it on the next invoice. We'll add how many hours. So it's really hourly work. It's just that we're packaging it and presenting it in a different way. You sell it by saying, hey, we're being proactive because I'm going to make sure you're not killed on a Windows 10 update because I'm already been proactive in remoting in. And oh, by the way, you're going to need great remote access, instant house call. You're going to need great online backups that you want to sell that you're monitoring. So you want to sell the backup for MagnusBox, and your time for monitoring that is built into these hours. So you got to bring services to the table that you are responsible for, that you're going to be proactive, and then package that in a simple contract that's going to help them with how many hours per month. It's a way of flattening their IT expenditures. That's how I put it. So let's say I have a client that's 5 hours a month. Well, what if they're not using it all the time? We roll it over. So I'm like AT&T minutes, and I roll over. I keep track of it. So this way, if there is a spike of a big project, hey, you're not going to kill them on the big invoices because you already owe them some hours, but you've been paid for it. So it keeps your revenue stream going. This is my model. And you want to get as many of them hey, even if they're only a couple hours a month, that's great. It adds up. You know, get 10 or 20 of them and you'll start to see that really helps. So it's being proactive, definitely presenting all of the security issues and that they need to make sure that their systems are secured and maintained, that their data is not being compromised, that their data is protected. And that's what you need to focus on. What are you doing for them so they don't have to worry about it and the business owner can sleep peacefully at night because he knows my systems are protected, I have great tech support that's available, and my backups are happening because they're being watched by someone who's taking care of that. And that's how you want to be when you get in front of someone. So now you got to get in front of them to be able to do the assessment and put that together. So you need introductions. And that's where business networking groups are going to help you get introductions to the business that you want. You also, what are you good at helping? Who is that one business client? I started out with financial advisors. So that's what I hammered early when I went on my own. I also happen to have some attorneys, and attorneys are good referral machines. I have an attorney that happens to be, I brought them to, you know, they're a BNI member. This attorney follows they're on a list server where other sole practitioners email for help. Like they put out on the list, does anybody know this or something? And any IT emails like that, she forwards right away. She will introduce me and send my virtual business card to the person and set up the introduction to this person they've never even met, saying, this is my IT guy, takes care of me, he'll fix this for you. And I've picked up clients that way. You need to start building out. And as you get them and take care of them, they should help with continuing and referring you. It's hard. I was in that situation. I recommend going to tech-vets.com, which you've mentioned. Go back and listen to the early shows. You will find that when I was in the corporate world and working and then left and was trying to make a living on break fix, Carrie Holzman was the one who advised me that how to get retainer clients. And we talk about that. And there's a lot of good info in there. So I would go back and re-listen to some of the older tech vets because that was the purpose of the show, actually, in the beginning. And it really helped me change my business model because there's no way I could make a living on break fix. You just can't. You need that reoccurring maintenance and revenue. So you got to have products and services that you can provide that marries the client to you. Example, becoming a reseller for Office 365 or becoming a partner like I am with SureWeb for hosted exchange server. If you are the one recommending or reselling that, like the backups, that's a great intro to a client. And the fact that they got to pay you monthly or quarterly for those backups and you're maintaining them, you have a constant connection with them. And you're going to get more hours, even if they're not on a contract and you're just taking care of the backups. As a matter of fact, that's exactly how I turned a recent CPA firm where we something simple happened. Their C drive, they were a break fix client. And in August, they had a problem with people couldn't print, they couldn't do things. So I remoted into the server. The C drive was out of space. Nobody's maintaining and cleaning the logs on the server, and they'll just chew up the space. So I got them a whole bunch of space back. Everything's working. And I was like, hey, nobody's watching the server. We need to be proactive pay me an hour a month and I'll be proactive and I'll look at this. And you're already, they're paying me for my, for doing the backups. So why not maintenance of the server? And they had no problem with that. They said, Mike, that's a great idea. Boom. They're on contract now. So leverage the initial problems to your advantage by positioning it that we can prevent this from happening in the future. So if you're brought into a new business client and you're taking care of a very particular problem, that's why you're there. You're there for break fix. So you may have to start break fix businesses that then you build upon them and turn them into retainer clients and contracts. I hope all of this helps. And if anybody has questions or, you know, if you have any follow-ups, let me know. Email me, miketechshow@gmail.com. I'll be glad to help. As I start to feel, if we start to improve and start to feel better, I'm going to try to get back on the horse with Tech Vets with Carrie. So I'll reach out, try to do some shows. But this is the core of what Tech Vets is about, which is running your IT business for consulting, repair, services, whatever you're doing. And that's where Carrie and I come from. Now, there's been less stories in the trenches over the past few weeks because, well, I haven't been doing a lot. And with the shoulder injury, I'm getting back to where I'm doing my own kind of pain management, trying to work through this. So I have a lot of work tonight and tomorrow that I'm going to be extremely busy catching up. So hopefully we'll be back to a regular schedule on Thursday nights, and I will do my best to be in there. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I will always, always Facebook and tweet, you know, what's going on in terms of when the next show is or what time the show will be. And I'll try to be, you know, as proactive and as early warning as I can, given the circumstances. So I want to thank everybody for hanging in there with me and staying subscribed. And the best way you want to show your support for Tech Vets and the Mike Tech Show, for Carrie Holzman and myself, please use our Amazon link. The link is in the show notes to support the show for Amazon. Click that link before you put anything in your cart. Make it a shortcut. So this way you go, that's your Amazon shortcut. And then add those items to the cart. When you check out, we will get a small percentage. Your price stays the same. Why not help us? I really appreciate it. Carrie and I, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for your continued support. And we really need it, and it really helps, and it makes a difference. Thank Instant House Call. Check them out. You need remote access. That's your solution. Magnus Box, you need a backup solution. That's your backup solution. Fabs Auto Backup, love it. Use it all the time. My son lives in that. Any work he's doing, transferring information from one system to another, that's the answer. Fabs has saved us so many times. Love Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. Check it out. They're an affiliate. We really appreciate that product. That's it for tonight's show. And hopefully things will start to get better, and I will see you back here next week. Hopefully same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.